Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
The X-Man, and this is new music from Kimmy Jenkins. It's called Higher, and as soon as this song is over, I'll speak with Kimmy in a live interview. This is Real Gospel.
We won't let the rocks cry out. We lift our voice and sing His praises.
Let the rocks cry out. We lift our voice and sing His praise.
Great is the Lord.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I am so elated and excited to have the one and only Kimberly Kimmy Jenkins on the program. She is an anointed young woman of God and is an upcoming urban contemporary gospel artist hailing from the Bronx. Yeah, Bronx, New York. That's my home girl, y'all, because, you know, I'm from Brooklyn. So Kimmy was inspired by her older siblings musically and began singing at the tender age of one. Okay, we're going to hear about that. Having been reared in church, she began leading praise and worship at 15 years old. Let me stop right there and welcome to the program, the one and only Kimmy. Kimmy, I've said a mouthful. Thank you for bearing with me, and thank you for being on Real Gospel.
It's quite all right. Thank you so much for having me, X. I'm so glad to be here today.
Listen, I don't know what it is about this day, but you know what? This is the only way I can explain it. There has to be something that you are going to share that is going to bless the people, because the enemy just definitely has just been trying to stop this interview all day.
Absolutely. So, I pray so.
That's how it is. That's how it is. So, like I said, you're from the Bronx. I've been to the Bronx many a times. I grew up in Bed-Stuy. So, you know, you're my homegirl. So you understand. So you're going to cut me some slack. I know you are.
Absolutely. Listen, you got to get grace somewhere, right?
Yeah. Thank you for yours. So listen, tell the listeners just a little bit about what it's like growing up as a PK. And you've got to explain this singing at the age of one. Come on, break it down.
Absolutely. So again, my name is Kimmy Jenkins. I'm 32 years old, born and raised in the Bronx. I am a PK. I am the youngest of six kids, singer-songwriter. My dad actually taught me my first song, which is Oh How I Love Jesus, at the age of one. I actually got footage of that. That's actually one of the songs that's on my album, Evolving Grace, today. When I was 15 years old, God led in my dad's heart, he spoke through my dad, that if I led praise and worship, that God will elevate me. Didn't know why, was uncertain, but I said yes, to the will of God. And, I was obedient, to what God asked of me, prior to me even doing praise and worship. I was actually a nurse in a ministry, serving the pastors, serving the Levites, serving, you know, all the members of the church. And I had no plan to join the praise and worship team. I was actually even just joining my siblings' group, the Richard Curtis Singers. But my dad personally came to me yet again to let me know that God came to him and told him, if you do this, if you lead praise and worship, God is going to do the elevating. I was one who was always wanting to be in the background, but I just trust and believe that God had other plans. And so here I am today, now married for 10 years, and I've accomplished my first album.
That's amazing, and it's outstanding. So you say the video of you singing at 1 year old, that's on the album as well?
Well, I actually
not the video, I meant the audio, but you've got the footage.
Yeah, the audio is on my album Evolving Grace. It's actually track 13. Singing Oh How I Love Jesus. Yeah.
Wow.
But I have footage on my social media outlets.
So can we find that on TikTok?
I could probably put it on TikTok since you mentioned it.
You should. I mean, come on, you should. I've seen everything else on there. You might as well put that on there and have everything, you know, other little babies, you know, singing. Yeah.
I do have it on my Facebook. So if you are listening, please follow me on my Facebook at Kimmy Jenkins. You can follow me on Instagram at Kimmy Jenkins. And my music is on all digital outlets.
That's right. And coming soon, track 13 is going to be on TikTok, right?
Amen.
There it is. Yeah. You think I'm playing, but I'm serious. You got to put it on there because, you know.
No, listen.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. So
It is. I was just on there like yesterday and somebody was singing. They had, like, these little babies were singing. I think it's the Nationwide is on your side, you know.
That's going worldwide right now.
Exactly. And so now you see where I'm going with this. That's exactly why you have to do it, because yours is authentic as well. you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So talk to us about your music and, you know, this song, Higher. I mean, I love the song. The listeners love the song. It's been in rotation. So, you know, break it down for us.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's just go back. In 2019, I pretty much put out a single entitled We Get Up. After that single, I went on a hiatus. Just to get myself together. And within those 2 years, my husband and I were working on music. And during that time, he was in a studio and Higher came about. He was actually playing the medley of the song. And he came up with the chorus to Higher. And from that, we just kind of collaborated together with the verse and with both verses, and the rest was history after that. Pretty much our main objective is to not be afraid. We know that we are oracles of God, and we are, you know, young, and we want everybody to know that we are not afraid to declare and proclaim God and God in our life, and we want the nations to not be ashamed of who you are in God. And so this is a song that we want everybody to be able to sing and rejoice together in, not being ashamed to just glorify the God that we serve.
Amen. You mentioned your husband. Give him a shout out, call his name out, and talk to us about his role in not just your life, but I guess it sounds like y'all have a working relationship together with music.
Yes. So his full name is Darren Jenkins. But he goes by Champ Jenkins. He is a producer, a musician. He's pretty much been my management, been the one who has been been in the driving seat through this whole entire process. Again, we've been together for 10 years, and our love life has been based on music ever since we've met. He's been the one to teach me so much in regards to music, in regards to work ethic, in regards to just being on point at all times, and just learning from him musically has grown our relationship. And God has just been with us during this process of just collaborating together and writing songs together and collaborating, you know, musically. And I just give all the praise to God for his life, for his mentorship and for his guidance, because he's been doing this for forever. He's the MD of Damian Escobar. I don't know if anybody knows him, but he's a jazz violinist.
Yes.
Yeah, he's the MD. He's actually on tour right now with him. And it's so crazy because I'm going to be opening up for Damian Escobar December 3rd in Stony Hall, as well as December 7th in Detroit.
Oh, wow. That is amazing.
Yeah.
I bet y'all have a studio in your house, don't you?
We do, and he also has a studio in Queens.
I only say that because I can see y'all sitting around all of a sudden. You know what, baby, hold up. Let's go to the studio real quick. You know what? Sing this right there, and then y'all just start making music. Y'all probably have a vault of music, too, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This song that we could have put on the album.
See,
you know,
I knew
it. It's hard to, like, you know, pick and choose, and God has literally, like, birthed songs out through our sleep. And so I do want to also shout out my father-in-law, because his name is JD Jenkins. He's also been a big part of my life and this collaborating with this album, Evolving Grace.
Amen. And you've also sang background vocals for people like Kim Burrell and Dinah McClurkin and also Redeemed. So talk about your relationship with those individuals as well.
Yeah, so it's so crazy how I was able to do background vocals for Kim Burrell. My sister, Victoria Herbert, she had a program at her church, and actually Kim Burrell was the special guest. She didn't have background vocalists with her. And while she was singing, there's actually footage online as well for proof. She was singing, and she didn't have any background vocalists. And so my sister and I, we backed her up. And it was such an awesome time. I didn't get to have, like, a full drawn-out conversation after the service was over. But she was very appreciative, and she thanked us for being able to back her up and you know, within that service, being that she didn't have anybody at that moment.
Amen. Amen. Listen, what other songs can we expect coming out of you and in the near future?
Ooh,
that many to choose from, right? I know when you have a vault of music,
yes.
It becomes you're like, oh man, like I don't even know where to start, because you know, you just, that means something big
exactly.
is coming, something big is on the way. Oh my goodness, we can't wait. I'm excited. That's how we yes. New Yorkers. That's how we New Yorkers do it. The city never sleeps. You know
absolutely.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. That pause right there, guys. That pause right there was just like, I don't even know what's about to come.
I know.
But we
know.
Believe God, and we have a lot in store. And sometimes we don't want to tell everything. We want, you know, it to be a surprise, and we want it to be God-led. And so, as of right now, listen, let's stream, let's purchase, let's download Evolving Grace. Let's get those streams up for higher. Let's see, you know, I'm just excited about what God is going to do with what I have now, and there is more to come.
Amen.
I will say that
there's more to come for you. You are just, I could see a TV reality show in your future. I could see you, this is so many things God is getting ready to do for you. This is not going to be the last time that we speak. I guarantee you on that. So before we go, give a shout out to your church, your service times, in case people want to, you know, come by and visit, and tell all the listeners where they can find out more about you and get those streams and follow you on all your social media platforms.
Absolutely. All right. So my church, my home church, is Flight to Freedom Worship Center. It's located in the Bronx, 327 Fulton Avenue, Bronx, New York, 10473. Once again, that's 327 Fulton Avenue, 327, sorry, Fulton Avenue, Bronx, New York, 10473. And the name of the ministry is Flight to Freedom Worship Center. My name again is Kimmy Jenkins. You can follow me on all social media outlets at Kimmy Jenkins. You can also go to my website at www.kimmyjenkins.com. You can find out everything about me, to music, to my YouTube channel, to every place that I will be performing at and ministering at. And I hope and pray that you will download, purchase, stream my album, Evolving Grace, and I pray that you will be blessed.
Amen. And before we let you go, give us those dates again in December where you'll be singing with your opening up for Mr. Escobar. Go ahead.
Yes, absolutely. So I will be opening up for Damian Escobar on December 3rd at Sony Hall, as well as December 7th in Detroit. Oh, and also on Monday, I will be in Nashville, Tennessee for the Urban Soul Cast Pre-Dove Party, Monday, October 16th.
Amen. I hope I get the opportunity to meet you. I'm right here on the campus of
yes.
Fisk University.
Thank
All right.
You
are so welcome, the one and only Kimmy Jenkins. Thank you for spending time with us on Real Gospel.
Thank you so much for having me once again.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Men. And the Real Flashback Song of the Hour is on the way.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.